Tanya, you'd be sad to leave Pulse, but happy to get started at Storm?
I'm really looking forward to coming to Storm and being a head coach and also director of netball. So it's a really exciting role and one I'm really looking forward to.
I mean, it's a club with a great history in the league. You'll be pleased to be taking the franchise on as we enter the next 4 years?
I think it's going to be an exciting time. There, lots of players have departed, a new management team with a new competition, and it's moving forward and seeing what Surrey Storm can achieve in the next few years.
So you'll be director of netball. It's a fantastic opportunity. What's that going to involve?
Coming in and having a really broad view of the whole sport, so from community right through to elite performance. And it's something that's very dear to my heart, grassroots. Have had a lot of time at the grassroots level and made my way through the ranks to representative teams through to elite performance with the Pulse this year. So I bring a background that is very diverse in all those areas.
Was a bit of it that fresh challenge abroad?
It was. Going into an environment where I don't know any of the players, that's a real challenge for me. I build a lot of my teams on culture, so I really want to get to know players to build a strong culture, not only for the team, but for the region as a whole. And that's one of my strengths.
And any truth in the rumour that you decided to join because the sports park has Europe's first Starbucks in a sports park? That wasn't a part of the draw, was it?
I didn't know that, but now that you've told me, I know where I'm going to be.
So what do you know about Storm themselves? I mean, have you been told about the friendly rivalry with Thunder, the derbies at the Copper Box with Mavs, that kind of Storm history?
Yeah, I've read quite a bit about that and looked through the results for the season and how close games can be, particularly against the Thunder. And also looking at the reports in regards to how Thunder have lost quite a few players as well. So it's really going to be a challenge for both franchises to be competitive with other franchises this season. So I think for both of those teams out there looking at potential players and looking also for youth for the future, I think it's going to be extremely exciting for both. So I think the rivalry is still going to be there, even with 10 teams.
I don't suppose our Super League games get shown over there, do they? I just wonder
if they don't.
Have you got an idea of clubs and players?
That's why going onto YouTube is pretty important. So having a look at quite a few teams before I head across and seeing potentially what the competition is has been vitally important. So I've got a real feel now for what it looks like. And also we've just had the Quad Series here in both New Zealand and Australia, and having looking at the calibre of the English players as well has been important.
Tamsin obviously going to be held for a long time in high regard with the fans and what she managed to achieve. What's going to be your approach and how important will your experience be from Pulse and bringing that to a whole new country?
I think for me, I'm not going to be able to compete with Tamsin's reputation. She's one of your icon netballers. And for me, it's definitely the coaching side, my experience of 25 years plus of coaching will be the thing that I bring across with me.
Yeah.
My experience and putting a little bit of a different flair, certainly not trying to come across and change everything. I think what Storm have in place at the moment is strong, and I see my role as coming and maybe adding something a little bit different that might be a little bit different to what other teams have.
You'll be working with what's largely expected to be the next generation of the side, some of the younger players of last year's squad. And I suppose a nice thing about this is that you're all starting on this journey together.
Absolutely. For me, I enjoy working with youth as well and helping them to understand the basics and growing those skill levels so that whether it's one season, two seasons from now, there'll be players that have a good understanding of what it means to be a netball player, not just the skill level, but also the work ethic around strength and conditioning, their own personal growth as well. So really looking forward to that. In New Zealand, definitely a professional league, and so the hours that the girls put into the ANZ champs here, we're going to try and get that into the Surrey Storm team as well, just in terms of a few more trainings, a few more strength and conditioning sessions, so that we can be the best prepared team for the competition starting in February.
I appreciate it's pretty early, but have you got a bit of an idea with some of the players you'll be working with who are joining you on this journey yet?
The Storm and myself are looking at players at the moment, and no doubt there'll be some signings that will be made public very shortly. So I'll leave that to the Storm management to do that and not steal their thunder.
Very good. So I don't suppose there's anybody joining you on your plane when you fly over then, is there?
No, not at this stage. we will see.
Plans are obviously going to be in place as well to talk to some coaches as well to form the rest of your bench. How's that going? Have they already been decided?
As far as I know, we have one assistant at this stage, so we will be looking for another. Quite hard to do it remotely.
Yeah.
And so in the next few weeks, I'm hoping to be in Surrey and be hands-on.
The news yesterday obviously saw you join Surrey, yet Sarah Behrman decided to join Pulse on the same day.
I know, how's that?
How do you think she's going to fit in over there?
I think she will fit in really well. The Pulse midcourt are very young, and her experience will certainly help them out. The Pulse have two very strong ends with Kat Tuivati and Amelia Ram-Wells. And then down the other end, Silver Ferns captain Katrina Grant and Phoenix Karaka. So the midcourt needed to have some experience, and I think she'll be a welcome addition to the Pulse setup.
And Robin has recently joined Hearts Mavs as director of netball as well. What do you think she's going to bring to that franchise? You'll be sharing ideas, are you?
Oh, I think we'll be keeping them to ourselves. Rob has such a wealth of experience and has been very successful both in the old National Bank Cup that we had in New Zealand and also ANZ. So she's going to be a really wily coach. She has high standards. She's had excellent results. So I'm looking forward to putting my wits against Robin Broughton and also Te Aro Hakina with Northumbria. So a bit of a Kiwi flavour in some of the teams over there.
Finally, I'm sorry to do this, but I need to ask. The league's got the three new teams. We've already seen a lot of change, and obviously Storm fans saw five players leave at once. I suppose any message for them, a bit of reassurance that work's being done behind the scenes to sort out player contracts ahead of the new season?
There definitely has been work behind the scenes. All I can say to the fans is hang in there. It's going to be an exciting journey for not just the players and management, but for the Storm fans as well. Back the team. It's going to be exciting. It's a new team, and they will love your support, and they will just grow with the sport behind them.
And you'll be really looking forward to getting started.
Can't wait. I can't wait to be over there, meet the players, get stuck in and ready for the first game in February.